This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States has proposed a rival draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and opposing a major ground offensive by its ally Israel in Rafah, according to text seen by Reuters. Until now, Washington has been adverse to the word ceasefire in any UN action on the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The UN's highest court, the International Court of Justice, on Monday opened hearings on the legality of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories following a 2022 request from the UN General Assembly for an advisory or non-binding opinion. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel captured the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, areas of historic Palestine which the Palestinians want for a state, in a 1967 war, and has since built settlements in the West Bank and steadily expanded them. The United Nations has referred to the territories as occupied by Israel since 1967. The case opened as concerns mount about a planned Israeli ground offensive against the Gaza city of Rafah, and less than a month after the World Court ordered Israel to do everything in its power to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza in a separate case. The 15-judge panel is expected to take about 6 months to issue an opinion.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Scuffles broke out in Jerusalem on Monday as protesters against the Israeli government marched towards Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house from the parliament. Thousands of people took part in the protest, with many calling for the government to hasten on a deal to bring back Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. This is VOA News. The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin. Meanwhile, authorities denied his mother access to a morgue where his body is believed to be held after his death last week in an Arctic penal colony. In a video posted on social media Monday, Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband in the remote prison and alleged officials' refusal to hand over the body to her mother-in-law was part of a cover-up. Ukraine's military said on Monday its troops had taken up new defensive positions in the east after retreating from the captured town of Avdiivka and were repelling Russian attempts to develop more of an offensive. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Military footage released by Ukraine shows scenes from the battlefield, including Ukrainian soldiers barricading inside industrial buildings. Andriy Tirin, a commander in the 110th Brigade, said Russia has exhausted the defenders. Video released by Russia's defense ministry on Monday showed strikes on Avdiivka's coke plant, now under Russian control. Avdiivka's fall handed the Kremlin its biggest battlefield advance since May, when Bakhmut was captured.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. U.S. President Joe Biden did not sound optimistic on Monday for Congress to get aid to Ukraine, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Talking to reporters on his way into the White House, President Joe Biden was asked about the lack of action in the GOP-led House when it came to Ukraine.
The way they're walking away from the threat of Russia, the way they're walking away from NATO, the way they're walking away from meeting our obligations is just shocking. For a while. I've never seen anything like this.
Overseas to Kyiv and Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick.
We're going to get something through Congress. The problem is you have a lot of people that don't want to compromise. We have a compromise bill in the House, Democrats and Republicans unified together, that we're going to demand a vote, get it to the Senate, and get this done.
Fitzpatrick was speaking on the sidelines of a lecture with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Ukraine. I'm Shelley Adler.
A judge investigating the July 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has indicated his widow, ex-prime minister, and the former chief of Haiti's national police, Leon Charles, among others. Charles, who now serves as Haiti's permanent representative to the Organization of the American States, now faces the most serious charges, including murder. Meanwhile, Martin Moisi and Joseph are accused of criminal association. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.